But they'll have to avoid the whammy as they play the most exciting game of their lives. From Television City in Hollywood, it's time to press your luck. And now, here's your host, the star of Press Your Luck, Peter Tomarkin.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to Press Your Luck. We're going to have a lot of fun today. Hopefully big bucks and hopefully no whammies. Let's meet the three players right now who won all the bucks and none of the whammies, starting with our first player, Debbie Kotick.
Hi.
How are you, Debbie?
Good. How are you, Peter?
I am fine. Debbie, you go to school?
Yeah.
Where do you go?
USC. I'm in the center school there.
So you're going to be a producer-director?
The kid
is Debbie?
Yeah.
We've got to talk about your jacket.
I hear they're a little big.
Did you borrow that from my wardrobe? Would that fit me?
Actually, I took it in.
Take it off, Debbie.
Okay.
Let's see. Because I think that coat...
Yeah, I like yours better.
All right, well, let's see. I think it may fit. Let's see. Is your microphone
working? Oh, this is my microphone.
That's all right. Let's see.
Let me try this on here.
Mm-hmm. You think it'll work? Let's try it.
Oh, that looks good, Peter.
Yeah?
Actually, looks...
I have this in the 39 regular, if you'd like.
Yeah. Polo's nice.
Would you like it in blue? Bring
yeah.
the blue light.
Oh. Nice.
Huh?
Yeah.
What do you think?
It's me.
It's you.
Yeah.
Keep it.
Okay, thanks.
What the heck, you know? The kind of people we hear at Press Your Luck.
Yeah.
Everybody's a winner on Press Your Luck. So let's move along. Debbie, good luck to you today. You're already a winner. Let's talk to our second player, Greg Kiyosha.
Hi,
Greg.
Oh, yeah, Greg. I'm great. I'm
just a gift.
Great.
He's got $10,655.
That's right.
What are you going to do with the money? You want to buy a coat?
I want to buy a pod, just like that.
So much
you
got,
Greg? How much do you want to talk about with this time?
Couple bucks.
You have it?
Yeah.
You have a couple bucks?
Yeah.
Well, let's have it.
I think I got it, here.
You have a couple bucks?
Is that right?
A couple bucks. You get the tie. No big tie. Good.
You know,
I like
maybe.
That.
There's no big deal.
That's the tie I wanted.
Here it is.
Yeah.
That's it.
Here it is.
No problem.
Beautiful.
You got the tie.
Can I? Thank
couple
you.
A couple of bucks.
All right.
A couple of bucks.
I like it.
Wear it.
Good luck to you, Craig.
Thank you.
Andre, what would you like?
That coat.
Oh. Hey, if this were prime time, absolutely.
I want to see more of the mammoth body. What can I say?
Well, I'll have to bring in someone else. In any event, Andre, watch me segue out of this one. You're a flight attendant?
Yeah.
You often ask men on flights to do this kind of stuff, Andre?
Actually, I'm in the galley, so I don't see too much of anything.
Oh, you're basically cooking and making all the good stuff, yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah? You ever cook a whammy?
I can learn.
You can what?
I can learn.
You can learn. Well, let's see what
I'm
happens.
I'm ready.
I'm out of clothing. Hopefully, a lot of whammies. Let's see what happens. You give me a dozen inch of green string, I like this look, don't you? It's a little kind of racy, you know? If I just had one gold chain, it would be like a Mr. T starter kit. Okay. Okay, you give me a buzz and answer three spins, multiple choice one spin. Here we go with the first question. According to Family Circle magazine, how many times a night should you expect your newborn baby to wake up? Greg?
Three.
Is it three, once, or twice, Debbie?
I think it's three.
What do you think, Andrea?
I say three.
You can expect you need to wake up twice a night at first. Twice, Nicole. Did you sell my jacket, Debbie?
Yeah, of course. I'm keeping it
though. No problem. You ate four meals in restaurants this week. Does that make you above, below, or average? Craig.
Above.
Above, below, or average for an American adult? You said above. Is it above, below, or average, Debbie?
I think it's about average.
What do you think?
I think above.
You eat four restaurant meals each week. You're an average American. And Debbie gets the big spin. No need to panic. We're just going into the third question, and we have one crummy spin. You know what I mean? Here we go. The sitar is a native musical instrument of what country?
Ah.
Three.
That's right. One spin, gang. Here we go. I'm going to give it to you again in multiple choice. The sitar is a native musical instrument of what country? Is it Scotland, India, or Yugoslavia, Debbie?
I think it's India.
What do you think, Greg?
India.
How about you, Andre?
India.
Yeah, the sitar comes from India. Debbie to two. Greg a spin. Andre a spin. Tense up, gang. This is the last one. Commercially speaking, what's the name of the cat who is known as the finicky feline, Andre?
Morris.
Is it Morris, Tabby, or George, Debbie?
It's Morris.
What is it, Craig?
You bet, Morris.
That finicky feline is Morris the cat. Debbie to three, Greg to two, and Andre to four. The Bucks are coming your way. Stay there. We'll be right back after these words. You want to win this round, because that way you get to play last in the final round. Go, let me put you out of the game. I almost went out of the game. And you can pass your remaining spins if you so desire. Craig, you're first with two of them. Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Let's go. Let's go. Big, beautiful box. And, hey, this is the Disney World. Stop. Stop.
Order. Order. I sentence you to poverty. Oh, no.
Oh, like a bummer, Craig. You
need an adjustment.
You have a spin left.
That's right.
Can we keep going?
Of course.
Oh, well, whatever you gotta do. Here we go.
Come on, let's go now. Come on, big butt. Stop at $350
all
first place.
All right. We go to the adorable Debbie. According to Debbie, here we go.
Okay, I want some big bucks and stop.
Stop at $1,000. That's a big buck. First place. Two spins, Debbie.
Okay, here I go. I want some big bucks, some home robots. Stop.
Stop at $300, $1,500. $950 more than Craig. One spin.
One more, here I go.
Okay.
And a home robot would be great. Just stop.
Stop at Advanced Two Spaces to Cutlery. Whoa, isn't that great? $425 worth of cutlery.
That's fine.
All right, first place. Andre, you have 4 cents,
you ready? Okay, I'm ready. I need tires for my car. Please, money for tires. Stop.
Stop at dinnerware.
Okay.
All right, the dinnerware is for $500. Maybe you can borrow the cutlery from Debbie and you'll have a whole set.
All right,
second place, 3 cents.
Now we're going to go for the robot to wash the dishes. Robot. Robot. Stop.
Stop at $600. $1,100. Second place, 6 1/4 shy of Debbie.
I'm going to press my luck.
Tire, big
bones,
retire, wait, tire. Stop. Stop at $650. That's $1,750 first place by $25. You have one spin left. Press it or pass it.
I'm going to press it one more time.
Here we go.
Okay. All right. All right. Robot. Robot.
Stop. Stop. $0, $350, and Debbie with $1,725. You have first place advantage. We're coming right back. Come to third. Stay with us. I cleaned up my act, you know? We're back. We're back for more craziness. You never know what's going to happen. Stick with it. You ready for some questions?
Yeah.
Here we go, gang. According to a poll taken by Professional Secretaries International, what day of the week do the boss's helpers say is the most stressful for them? Craig?
Monday.
Is it Monday, Thursday, or Friday, Debbie?
It's Monday.
What do you think, Andre?
I think Monday.
Secretaries say Monday is the most stressful. And Debbie gets a spin. Craig, three. And Andre, a spin. Number two. Here's one from the history books. What inventor patented the cotton gin? Give you a hint, you don't drink it. I'll give it to you multiple choice. Here's one from the history book. What inventor patented the cotton gin? Is it Alexander Graham Bell, Eli Whitney, or Thomas Edison, Debbie?
Whitney.
What do you think, Craig?
Whitney.
How about you, Andre?
Whitney.
Yeah, it's good old Eli. He did invent the cotton gin. Debbie to three, Craig to four, and Andre to two. You guys are on a roll now. What do they call those little rhythm instruments that Spanish dancers hold in their hands and click? Andre?
Castanets.
And click while they dance. Is it castanets, tempo blocks, or snares, Debbie?
Castanets.
What do you think, Craig?
Castanets.
Those little clickers are castanets. Debbie to three, Greg to five, Andre to five. Okay, here's the last question. What's the name of the well-known journalist who's taken us across the U.S. on the road? The minute you guys are all paralyzed, I'll give it to you a multiple choice. What's the name of the well-known journalist who's taken us across the U.S. on the road? Is it Bill Moyers, Roger Karras, or Charles Carroll? Debbie?
Charles Carroll.
Who is it, Craig?
Charles Carroll.
How about you, Andre?
Across the road. Okay, Carroll.
Reluctantly, you went with Carroll. The journalist who's on the road is Charles Carroll.
Yeah.
Seven to four. Craig to six. Andre to six. And we're coming back to Big Buck at the New York Station. A lot of money up there, over $100,000 in cash and prizes waiting for you to get your hands on it. As you know, a few whammies here and there, only two so far. Hopefully that's enough. 17 and a quarter, Debbie, you will play last because you won round one. Isn't this great?
Yeah, it's great.
You get jackets and money. What a great place. And Andre, $0 six strings, you up first. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
I'm ready. Okay.
Are you ready?
Just for my living room. My living room is
there.
Let's get
those things done. Stop. Stop it. $1,000, Andy. Yes, Andre. This goes 6 cents, just your pass.
I must go.
I need to empty these things out of my car, please. I need an empty for my car. Summer time
is coming.
Think of me.
Stop.
Stop. It's 7.50 and a spin. What do we look like? Do I look like Mr. Goodwin?
47.50, 6 cents,
Andre.
Expensive cars.
I guess.
My Toyota.
Here we go.
All right. Mom wants a dress. Mom wants a dress.
Mr.
Ed is looking good. Stop.
Stop at 2,000. All these one limit. 2,000, 57.50. You have five spins. You are in first place by $5,025.
Okay, I'm going to play the game.
Here we go.
All right. All right. Please give Mom a dress. Mommy, this is for you.
Stop at $2,500. That's 9,254 spins. Press your pass. About 7,500 more than Debbie.
9,250.
7,525 more than Debbie.
I'd like to pass them too, please.
Debbie, you got four more to deal with. Not now, but you'll have them to deal with. Greg, 356 spins. You ready?
Okay, let's go now. Big bucks. We want some big, beautiful bucks. Stop.
Stop at 750.
Oh,
$1,100. First place,
five cents. We need some beautiful butts. How's that? Big, beautiful
butts.
Stop.
Stop.
I want to get a picture of you losing your money. Hey,
geez. We'll blow that up for you. 8 by 10, we'll have it for you in the morning.
Thanks,
Greg,
Peter.
Four spins left.
All right,
let's
get
to do it.
Let's go
here. Big
bucks. Big bucks. Come on. Stop.
Stop. Greg, they're after me. Let's chat. You have three whammies, no dollars, three spins. One more whammy, you'll be out of the game. You know, we need the guy. You're the only guy there. We need you up there.
I'm going to press my luck.
Because I got...
That's on. Here we go. I got zero bucks here. Come on.
Those whammies are not going to get me again. Now, let's go.
Big butt. Stop.
Stop it. Cross the board at 750
okay.
And a spin. Back in the
okay.
Fifth place.
Let's go.
Three spins. Go three whammies.
Okay. Come on.
That's enough.
Let's go. Let's go. Big butt. Big butt. Stop.
Stop at 1,000.
Yeah. Okay.
1750. $25 more than Debbie. Second place, three spins.
Okay, come on
running.
Now. We're going to get going here. Big, big, butt, stop.
Stop at 1,000 and a spin.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Still second place, three spins. About $2,500 left than Andre.
Let's get going here. Big, 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 beautiful butt, stop.
Stop at 1,000.
Yeah.
Oh, Craig, I'm sorry.
Well,
I can't tell
you. I gave it my best shot.
You did? You got some money from the previous game, so you're out and you can sit back and watch a great game between Debbie and Andre. Debbie, you're up with four that you have to take. Here we go. 17-25. stop at 1,000 and a spin. 27.25. Three more spins you have to take. Second place. Stop at $1,000. That's $37.25. Two more spins. Still about 5,500 shy of 100. Well, I'll tell you what, you have $0, but you do have six spins.
No problem.
No problem, but of course, here we go.
Okay, Jay,
Jay,
stop!
Stop, and another one. Oh, my God, what do you think, Betty? Five big ones left.
Of course I'm going to play, no problem.
But of course. But of course. Here we go.
And
stop at 5,000 and a spin. But of course, five spins. You have 4,250 less than Andre. That's your pass. Here you go. Stop at 1,500. 6,500. Four spins. 2,750 shy of Andre. What's your plan, buddy? Play. Okay, here we go, Debbie. Four spins.
And stop.
Stop at $2,000. $8,500. Three spins. Say the magic word.
Pass.
Pass. The three of them made it one day, $9,250. You have one whammy, and you're in the lead.
Okay. Mom, tell what
stop at $7.50 and a spin. You have $10,000. Two more spins you have to take.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I got the first
stop and go back to space for $4,000 and a spin. $14,000. Two spins in the end. One more you have to take, Andre. Let's see what happens. Here it comes. Stop at 750 in the spin. 14,750. You're in first place by $6,250. You have three spins. Stretch your luck or power.
I'd like to
pass. Debbie, got some catching up to do. Here we go.
Okay.
Stop at 700 in the spin. 9,200. Two more spins you have to take. Here we go. Stop at the Windjammer Cruise, Debbie. That one's worth 2,554. You're up to 11,754. One more spin you have to take. 3,000 shy of Andre. Here it comes.
I'm
going to
go.
Stop. Oh, Debbie, would you like to chat?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, here's the situation. You have three whammies, no dollars, one spin. One more whammy, you're not only out of the game, but Andre will win it. You can go for it. You'll have to get something with an additional spin to stay in the game. If you choose, you can pass to Aunt Andre. If she whammies, you'll both come back.
Okay, I'll pass to Andre.
Andre, it's yours. Avoid the whammy, you win the game. One more time. A lot of bucks riding. 14,750.
I'm still looking at
you. We're back with today's big best of luck winner, Andre, with $16,750. The bad news, Andre, is you don't get to hear the illustrious one, Rod Roddy, tell you what you won because that's all cash.
Stop!
$16,750 in cold cash. Not bad. Absolutely. You can get your air conditioning fixed, and you're unbelievably thrilled about it. You get to come back and hit on us again. Greg, you're leaving us with $10,655. Congratulations, dear. And Debbie, what do you care? You're going to be a famous producer and director, right? We've got some nice prizes for you. Thanks for being with us. Until next time, this is Peter DeMarkin. Thanks for pressing your luck. Bye-bye.
One member of our studio audience will receive XL's His and Hers Quiet Riding Exercise Bike, the ergometer and flywheel, deluxe seats and handles for maximum comfort, your cardiovascular workout from XL. And here's what we have for our departing contestants. Lee, press on nails. Full nails with super thick tabs for long, perfect nails in seconds. Lee, press on nails. Plus, Quintex 300 dp calculator with its large LCD window display adds up to real value any way you figure from Quintex. Also, maximum strength Cortisone 5 relieves both itching and irritating rashes. Cortisone 5 gets under your itch for soothing relief and help in healing. And Mr. Bubble, America's favorite bubble bath for kids. For over 25 years, a million fun-filled baths a day. Plus, Columbia's complete bowling package. Features customized bowling attire and the amazingly accurate 100% urethane ball for smooth delivery from Columbia. And the rich thickness of Old Smokehouse barbecue sauce makes meat taste great. Old Smokehouse sauce from Hormel and regular Tangy is even hot.
Good afternoon, this is Chris Alexander. Tonight on the Early Report, Texas Governor Mark Wyatt is in Lubbock today to discuss ways of boosting the local economy. We'll have that story and more tonight at 6 on the Early Report on 13. Join us.
This is Rob Roddy, speaking for Press Your Luck, a Gorillaz Company presentation.